The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Welcome to the first episode of The Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I am a stand-up comedian. I am a former Procter & Gamble salesman, technically an account executive, and then I was a project manager, I guess you call it. I'm joined by my good friend Tim Convey. Tim is a stand-up comedian, a former, I guess, rock star. I mean, he was in the band Ludo. He played the Moog, I believe it's called.
Yeah, he nailed it.
Yep. I got it this time? Yeah, he was a Moog player.
Moogist, I like. Moogist.
Moogist, okay. Yeah, you're the most Moog. And I'm also joined by my good friend Sean O'Brien. Sean is a stand-up comedian. He is a former car salesman.
Right.
And currently, I guess, a cologne enthusiast slash salesman.
Fragrance enthusiast.
Fragrance.
Very important.
So you're not just selling cologne, you're selling other stuff like flowers?
No, I'm just saying there's different levels, which we'll get into. But just cologne, perfume. That's a different...
Perfume.
Listen, we can go down this road right now.
No, we're not going to go down this road. We don't need you ruining the first podcast.
I did sell cars, though. I wasn't like a sales executive.
Account executive.
Oh, yeah.
I was an account executive.
Was it account... The minute you were a salesperson, was it already called that, or did that term come in later? Were you ever referred to as a salesperson?
Yeah. Yeah, I was a salesperson at one time.
And so that the industry, when it became, hey, we're account executives now, you were a salesperson then?
Yeah, I think they changed the terminology at one point. I think I was a sales rep. Wow. And then I got into market field rep for a very brief amount of time. Then they reorganized the whole thing, and I became an account executive. And then I think the people below me were account managers at that time.
Okay. Yeah. Did the people you called on kind of laugh at you when you were like, hey, I'm Greg, I'm the sales guy, and then one day you were like, hey, I'm an account executive?
Yeah, pulled some rank.
You know, I mean, I don't think that it was... I think you're mocking me.
I'm not.
Mocking my title. And I don't think you know what it took to move from sales rep to account executive. Okay.
It sounds like it took them restructuring the company.
I sold a lot of that, and I sold a lot of that, and I got promoted.
It sounds like it didn't take anything. They just changed the title.
Yeah, but I would have been an account manager.
But does anyone start as a sale? Is that term obsolete?
Everyone starts as a sales rep.
Oh, and you're called a salesperson.
Back then, you're a sales rep. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then I would have got... I did get promoted to market field rep. Then they changed the whole scale.
Got it.
But yeah, don't... I didn't mock...
I'm not mocking you.
I didn't mock the Moog. Okay.
You kind of did.
No, I didn't.
You kind of did.
Did I say he was a Moog?
No, he didn't really mock it.
I didn't mock it.
Trust me, he makes a lot of mistakes.
If I was going to mock something, I'd mock... Parfum or whatever he said. Whatever he said. You guys are going to hear a voice from time to time on this podcast. It's our friend Randy Cash. He is our producer. Randy, say hi.
Hi, everybody.
That's Randy. Randy is a producer, and he is a former musician. Randy, a string player, a guitar player, right?
I played bass professionally.
Yeah, he played bass. Played with one of the Allman Brothers, or their kid.
Yeah, I play with Devin Allman, Greg Allman's son.
Okay. One of the Allman brothers. Or their kid.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Same thing. And Randy built this big, beautiful studio. What we're going to do on this podcast, podcast is what we call it. Every week we are going to pick one brand. Most often it's going to be a national brand or even, I guess, an international brand most of the time. Yeah. But we'll pick a regional brand every now and then, or maybe even just a local brand. Yeah. This week it's going to be Dunkin' Donuts. All right. It's Dunkin' now. It's no longer Dunkin' Donuts. We'll get into that. But Dunkin' is the brand of the week. Before we get into that, Sean, you tend to get angry about things. And before the podcast, you were telling us you had a problem at the apartment complex this week.
Yeah. Okay. I live in a condo. And we have a pool. We have two of them. That's part of the perks for $600 a month for an HOA. You get not one, but two pools. 3 days ago, tried to go swimming and locked. So I was like, I got it. You got a key fob to get in.
Yeah.
So I was like, the thing just broke or whatever. So I call them up. I go, hey, I just need a new fob. Can I come down to the office? They're like, can't do that because the pool is closed. I go, why? Was there an accident? They're like, no, it's not seasonal. It's out of the season anymore.
Yeah.
So I guess historically, pools open Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have we heard that since the beginning of time?
Fine.
Yeah. Can somebody? It is 88 degrees today. It is 3 weeks after labor. Why can I not just? So here's my argument. I'm like, well, tell you what, just open the fob. I'll go in. They're like, well, the problem is the numbers show that most people don't go to the pool after Labor Day. And I'm like, okay.
But did they shut the pool down? Shutting a pool down is a whole big thing.
Was there still water in it?
There's still water in it.
It looked just like it did 2 weeks ago.
But I couldn't go in. I just can't get the mat. It was 88 degrees out, and you can't go swimming. And I go, just let me in. And I go, this will be my last. And they're like, you can't do it. You just can't go in.
What if you hop the fence? Why did you hop the fence?
Dude, look at me, man. Hop the fence, man. I can barely hopscotch, let alone a fence. Jumping any fences. So it was a big fight, man. And they just said, yeah, you got to wait till Memorial Day. And
were they like, oh, we don't have a lifeguard or what?
No, they just, it's just the rules are the rules, Tim.
I get the impression you have a history with maybe some of these people at the desk.
Yeah, I have an axe to grind with
him. Yeah, you're leading like an insurrection over there, aren't
you? Yeah, it's a little aggressive. But nonetheless,
he's trying to take over the HOA or something.
Yeah.
We can't make this podcast about that.
We're not going to make all the HOA.
But aren't you like trying to take over the HOA?
Yeah, I started a grassroots thing with community, and we did meetings at the Funny Bone.
Yes,
they did. Yes, they did.
You brought people from your apartment complex, and you threw a meeting at the comedy club.
Let me get this straight. Just what you said.
Yeah.
I took door to door with some other people going door to door, and we had 90 people out of our 300 unit complex at the Jazz Club connected to the Funny Bone in Westport Plaza.
That's a we're place fighting in St. Louis. Back, These are national listeners. They have no idea what you're talking
about. And did you lead this thing?
Yeah. It was grassroots, baby. Grassroots.
It's like anything involved with Sean, or most things involved with Sean, it was the most important thing in his life.
Yeah. Yes.
For about a week and a half. And that's all. He couldn't talk to you about anything else. He missed meetings because he's so focused. It's so important. And then you heard nothing about it afterwards.
Right. All these people excited.
It's like this pool.
Oh, no, I'm not giving up. I'm going to get it one more swim in by the end of the year. I'll figure out. Because they tried to get me to cut my tree down. There was a big argument over who's responsible. And guys, I fought him. I fought him. I won. I got our attorney involved. Our good friend, Jay Kanzler, attorney that's helped us out, got right in there with a letter. Won. We won. Don't have to cut it down.
So you throw this meeting. What is your call to action?
No.
What were you trying to do?
We're trying to figure out why our price is what it is. We're trying to find out what the rules are. Why are they making everyone cut down trees on common area? Who's responsible? All the nitty gritty of who has to pay for what.
Okay.
And there's a lot of rules with condo owning that you are responsible for stuff, but then the HOA is. So it was a whole mess. So they tried to pin the tree on me, and I won. I won. I fought. Okay. I got legal involved, and so guess who didn't cut down the tree?
My prediction is you're not going to step in that pool. And the thing is, that's whatever.
I'm stepping in that pool.
Every complex has that rule. Yeah. Every pool. Even my brother's pool. Right. They shut it down.
Why?
In his backyard. They shut it down. Because that's what people do, buddy.
Yeah, see, that's a weak answer. Weak take. That's what we do. It's 90 degrees.
But you can't show up afterwards and be surprised. If you had been campaigning in July to say, hey, let's keep this thing open past Labor Day, fine. But you cannot show up in the middle of September and be shocked.
Yeah, you can't, man.
Yeah, no, I get it now, man. I'm just, see, I here's the world I live in. I live in the why and logic. And if you two can logically go ahead, you laugh. Yeah, it's hilarious. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I live in the why and logic.
You don't live in any sort of logic. Yeah, what man.
Well, all right. I asked why, and your answer is that's just the way it is. Which translation? I don't have an answer. I'm just saying, here's what you do. The pool people, we're going to fix this right now. You just let it go till October 1st or even last week into September in the Midwest, in St. Louis, this area. It's going to be 90 degrees, highly likely the 20 out of 30 days of September.
Yeah.
And there you go. And then guess what? You please the people. This is what part of our dues. I get a swim. They don't get a phone call. Everybody wins.
Okay.
There it is.
All right.
All right, man. I could get sucked into one of these.
Get me
things.
So going, man.
What is the quote? He lives in the world.
I live.
Why?
Why and logic.
And logic. Yeah, yeah.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah, there's a
good. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about our studio. Before we jump into it,
I'm real excited about it.
It took some work, and it was expensive to buy all these Pringles and all the Coca-Cola.
Not to mention the products we bought that didn't end up making the shelves because they didn't look great.
Tim bought some Coca-Cola.
Glass
bottle Coca-Colas, but they were mini, and they had the Kansas City Chief logo on them, and they were all... no red at all on the packaging.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Yeah,
that was his only purchase. Yeah, his only purchase was inaccurate.
Not true.
Not helpful. Yeah. I cannot go into another grocery store and do this. These are the products we're going to have. If you guys want to change them, you go. Because I can't bring 100 jars of peanut butter up to the register again and have people like, you like peanut butter,
yeah.
You like eating peanut butter?
Big weekend plans?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this. So let's start with the Pringles. You have approximately, I'm going to say, 85 cans of Pringles.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I had to go to a couple different places.
You had to go to a couple. And the general line of the cashier would be just, oh, okay. I mean, did they have something like just some sarcastic line? Or did they just ignore you and be like, people are crazy.
I don't know. And I should have been like, more joyful about it. I think on one lady was like, one lady said something to the effect of like, man, that's a lot of peanut butter. I was like, man, I'm just hungry. And, I'm just really hungry. And she liked that. And that was the only exchange I liked. Yeah. And then yesterday when I bought, I was at the end. We had went through a lot to build the studio, and I bought all the ketchup and mustard. And, so I was like, I know I'm going to get some comment. And somebody said something. And about what are you doing? And I was going to say, like, I just made one giant hot dog. And then the guy, the bagger, took my line. He was a kid, man.
Wow.
This kid's going to be a great comic because...
he's on the podcast next week.
Yeah. He's going to be our first guest. The bagger said something. They go, what are you doing? And the kid beats me to the punch. He goes... he's going to get one big hot dog. And I was like, man, this kid's good. Nailed it.
He's good for a thief. Sounds like a lifter, man.
The jokes?
Yeah.
Saying he's no, I didn't say the joke.
Oh, I thought you said.
No, he just thought he was ready. Greg was ready to go.
Hey. He's about the why.
He's about the why. and the logic. That's on me. You're right.
Yeah.
You're getting to the bottom.
He's not about listening to what people say. He's not about.
I misunderstood. I got it.
Using some
got
kid it, of being a joke.
That's about the why and the logic, man.
Yeah. I got you. I got you.
For God's sake. I also love the idea of somebody seeing recognizing you from comedy. Greg's last comedy special, notoriously very much of it leaned into the peanut butter and the Pringles. The idea of somebody being like, "Hey, I think that's that comedian," and they look and
they see the 30 GIFs,
buckets of GIF.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a giant. I mean, one of the big shopping carts full of GIFs.
Yeah.
And Pringles, and then I had to go to another store. I do like there's some sales rep, account executive, whatever you want to call them, in St. Louis that has Schnucks, which is our grocery chain here in St. Louis, has them as a customer, and their numbers are going right now.
You're right.
Yeah, and Schnucks is seeing something like, we gotta do something. We got to give Pringles more space.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy's getting bonus. Store number 57, they are going.
Yeah. That guy, whoever has the sour cream and onion, that guy just hit a bonus, maybe some Cardinal tickets.
Yeah.
I love those.
I love that you think that there's one rep that the one rep has sour cream and onion and the other rep has original.
I wouldn't know. I think that's a legitimate question.
How would you not know?
Danny's, you're about the sour why cream and onion.
I am about the why and logic.
It might be a new name for the podcast. The
Tim, did you encounter anything buying your Coca-Colas?
Yeah, well, no, I bought, I also had to buy some frames. So the frame here and then some other stuff that's going to go in here.
Oh, the frame that we were going to put up there, but Y Logic guy forgot to bring his t-shirt that we were going to put in there.
Yeah, I know, man. We're just doomed. Well, I don't know how the show's going to go on, guys. There's going to be the next episode, there's going to be a t-shirt behind my back, and I'm sure everyone on video is going to be like, oh, thank God, man, because this show was just a mess.
Yeah, this is how
I don't need this aggravation. Where's the shirt?
A normal person would say, "Yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry. I should have brought that thing that I told you I was going to bring." But you go on the offense.
Yeah,
you go on the offense. And say, "Hey, man, we didn't need it in the first place. We don't need it."
Two things can be true at the same time. Yes, I did forget, and I did apologize initially. I forgot it. I'm sorry.
I did.
I said I'm sorry. I forgot.
Randy, you want to call this one?
Randy, want to jump in on this one?
Yeah, I heard him say, I'm sorry.
Whoa, look at that. That's the wine logic.
All right.
Twice.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
All right, well.
So something happened with the frames.
Some conversations. I had to get it before picking up my son. I was picking up Jack, our six-month-old, and I had to get to Hobby Lobby quick to get these frames. I get in, I get the frames, I grab them, I'm excited, and then it's the lines. There's multiple lines. There's lots of people in them. Which one do I pick? One looks a little smaller. I see this one woman. She's got a basket, but it's got three big bouquets and like a mini rocking chair, as you get at Hobby Lobby.
Mm-hmm.
It's her turn. She goes up. It was not three big bouquets. It was flower by flower by flower. I had to wait. I picked
the wrong line. She was ringing up flowers?
Yeah, every single flower had to get checked out.
There's a UPC code on each flower.
I don't know how it worked, but that's insane. Yeah, it was not ideal. So then I'm looking, I mean, no one in there is in a hurry, which I'm like, this is kind of on me. This is Hobby Lobby. Anyone in here, by definition, has some spare time to put into their hobby.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Nobody there in a hurry. What's if you're there, you got time to kill.
It's not a main source of income.
No.
Lobby.
Or you're like, I'm going to go pursue my hobby a little bit. Go to the store. You're not in a hurry.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's not the right pick. Good for you for supporting them, man. I thought they shut down in 94.
They're doing a heck of a business.
No, they got
three registers that were completely full. Yes.
And how many were in use? One? That's the new thing.
No, there's like 10, 11, 12 registers.
Oh, there's 12 registers.
Three were cooking. I chose the wrong one.
I think the grocery store only had three registers going.
Yeah, that could be.
When was the last time you saw a grocery store where all the registers going?
It's done all. I just want, give me half. Give me half, man, and that's probably going to be on Thanksgiving or the day before. Maybe you're lucky if you're the rage that goes through me. Going in, I was at our local store. I can't.
Really?
I just don't understand this. There's 17 at our grocery store, at our local Schnook that you just talked about, and exactly what three, and then the five self-checkout, which I just will not do. I will not self, unless it's a one and done. I'm not playing. I'm not weighing grapes.
You'll never self-check?
Never. I will. All right. If it's easy scan. Couple things. When it's any lemon, something like that, once you got to go to the stale, hit the code. No.
All the fruit Sean's eating.
I'm not.
Like, if I'm getting grapes or bananas or fruit, like.
I actually do eat a lot.
He does eat quite a bit of fruit.
Is that right?
Vegetables, I'm not.
And it may be the last time I agree with him on this podcast. And I don't mean this episode. I mean the podcast. But yeah, the guy does eat some fruit.
Okay.
And some vegetables.
In between chewing all that bubble gum.
Yeah, the gum I kind of. Pull back,
slow down. You'll scan the gum, though, right?
What's that? I guess I'll say if one or two things, man. I don't like the. I just think it's. I think it's a lousy play by corporate. I think it's just. It's greedy.
You know what I would do if I were you?
Don't go.
I would start a movement that's going to go nowhere, just like you did at your condo association. Have a meeting at the Funny Bone with all the grocery consumers in the area that are upset like you are, and then. You know, 3 weeks later, you won't even remember it.
Sure,
that's what I would do.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You can make fun of me all you want. Though.
I'm not making
I have a
fun
legitimate
of you.
Complaint, though.
Yeah. You're right. You're about the why and what else?
The why and the logic.
Why and the logic. This podcast was originally named The Consumers. It is now named The Why
and the Logic.
And the Logic. We're going to get right to it. Our brand this week is Duncan. That is. Duncan with an apostrophe at the end.
Right.
Let's talk about Bill Rosenberg. Bill Rosenberg. Bill was the founder. Bill grew up in the Depression. When he was a kid, his parents owned a grocery store, and they went out of business during the Depression. So Bill had to drop out of school in the eighth grade. Sean, how far did you make it?
Seventh grade.
Bill beat Sean by a grade.
We see eye to eye on things.
Bill... he was a hustler, man. This kid went right to work making money. My favorite thing that he did is at one point he would buy a giant block of ice and he would haul the ice. I'm sure he didn't have a car. They were, you know, broke. It was the Depression. And he would take the block of ice to the horse track and he would sell ice chips and he made a lot of money doing it. And I don't understand this. The only people I know that eat ice chips are pregnant women.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they're at the horse track. I mean, not that pregnant women shouldn't go to the horse track. I'm not saying they shouldn't.
Right,
but I don't know why they're all there. maybe that's a thing that like if you're wanting to get to labor, you want the baby to come.
Yeah.
Maybe the excitement of the horse race will.
It's a pretty good idea.
Maybe.
Yeah, the adrenaline of betting. You might match the same adrenaline of having a kid. Yeah, yeah. It's just the same. It's like the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Putting 30 on Secretarian or having a kid.
This is my son's superfecta.
The horse track, they had to turn a blind eye on that one, man. I'm not going to Busch Stadium and being like, you know what, guys? We're in section 106, and, you know, I got popcorn. Like, I can just bring in under my shirt, and we'll just sell them for, like, 90% off. And then we'll save that way, and Busch Stadium will be like, yeah, it's what he does. That's Sean and Greg.
I don't think that's a great point, man. That is a great point.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I think maybe concessions weren't the racket that they are today. Maybe they
probably not in fairness. Yeah.
Probably hadn't figured out the thing. But you're right, man. The kid just showed up, pushed
blocks of ice,
pushed the hot dog guy out of the way. I got hot dogs. Get out of my way. I got some ice chips here. So what I'm saying is this guy's a great salesman, but excellent point, Sean.
Yeah. Not to mention it could be dangerous depending on if he's crazy, man. Can't bring in a 10-pound block of ice. You lose your mind, just chuck it in the air, bonk somebody in the head, man. It's a liability on that alone.
Yeah, I guess so. So he made a bunch of money doing this. He sold ice cream. He worked for an ice cream delivery operation.
Mm-hmm.
And then he rose to the national sales manager of that operation when he was 21 years old.
Man.
The national, you guys understand.
That's better than an account executive.
When I was an account executive, do you know how far I was from being national sales manager of food beverage products?
It was far.
Jim Kenny. Jim Kenny was our national sales manager, and Jim was a legend. He was a really smart guy. He was a great salesman. He was great with people. People loved him. He was the best racquetball player you've ever heard of.
You got to be for sales.
I think so.
Or at least pickleball.
Golf. This was even before people were playing pickleball. This was in the 90s, and Jim was as good as it gets in racquetball.
Hey, can I ask you something? We're going to get right back on this. I'm not getting off track. But, I mean, you guys, and I know you defend it, you kind of do some degree take orders, man. There's the sales, you know. That's a big thing that you've had to defend. Now, we can get off that and come back.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying listen, man, if I own a grocery store and I'm out of 10 of the original Pringles, and Greg's like, what do you need? And I'm like, 10 Pringles because people buy. Okay, did he really make the sale, or is he just taking orders?
Stupid. Oh, I see what you're saying. No, that's not taking orders.
Saying,
like,
just
like,
saying, it's like, he's not really selling.
Yes, I am selling. And the thing is, you know this about me, so, and you're like, hey, I'm not going to get you off track. Which, that's how it'd be like, Tim, you know what? Actually, you're a terrible musician, and I don't think your band had any talent.
Wrong.
And but just we're gonna get right back to the things. But go ahead and address that for 5 seconds. I'm not gonna address it. I'll address it at some point. Okay. I'll try to do
I'm a
succinctly.
Strong musician with a great band. I just want to cover that.
Real yeah. Quick. No. He's
strong.
I enjoy the band. So that stuff. Do all the stores carry Jif? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not about whether they carry it or not. It's about how much they sell to the consumers. Okay, so last year they sold 100,000 cases through my account. If they don't sell 105 next year, then I'm in trouble, okay? And there's a lot of things I can do to influence that product sales, okay? Mm. I can convince them to shelve it differently, okay? I can convince them to price it differently. I can, most importantly, convince them to promote it differently. And I got guys like Peter Pan and Skippy trying to do the same thing. So you go up against them and see how good you do. Okay?
There you go. I just,
smart guy.
I just asked the question.
To Sean's point. You knew what you were asking.
Tim, please.
To Sean's point, if you skipped work for like 3 weeks, they're not going to stop selling. They're not going to be like, oh, we forgot to order it. There's a bare minimum. Yeah. There's a bit of a head start, is I think.
There,
what
you're
Sean
in there,
saying.
But you skip work and then see the Peter Pan guy will never take his foot off my neck if I skip work.
Is that right?
For 3 weeks. That guy, he'll see an opening. He'll see an opening and I'm dead. Okay.
I think that might be true with some products, but something like Jif.
We can get into that later.
Okay.
Okay. We're talking about Dunkin'.
We're talking about Dunkin'.
Talking about Dunkin'. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Ice chips. So at one point after the war, this kid's doing well. He's a hustler with an eighth grade education. He's obviously smart. He's obviously a hard worker. At one point after the war, he cashes in his war bonds. He was smart enough to buy war bonds. And he borrows some money from his family, which something's weird there. Why you didn't be borrowing money from your family if you were the national salesman? You know how much money Jim Kenny made? He's not borrowing money from his brother.
You never spend your own money. That's what wealthy people do.
So he borrows some money from his family, puts it all together, and he wants to go into the food truck business. Basically, he's going to go pull his trucks up to construction sites and sell food beverage stuff to the construction workers. Now, it was hard at World War II to get those kind of trucks. So what he did is he bought old taxi cabs and turned them into food trucks.
Really?
Which I can't believe back then the health department was like, no, no, no. But see, actually, it's a taxi cab. No, you're out. No. But I'm actually clean. I don't care. Once the cab pulls out and a cab driver sits in there and picks up his first fare, you can never sell food out of that ever again.
It's the most disgusting vehicle
there is.
There's
disease
the most
rooted in
thing.
Those cabins. Yeah. Yeah, there's disease. It's just part of the fiber, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's got to be some health department violation.
Yeah,
sure.
So anyways, he does this. And it's sort of like, I guess, one of the early food trucks. Like he was the guy that like where you pulled the thing up and there's these shiny steel shelves where you have all the products on there. So he's doing well, but he notices coffee and donuts outsell everything. He's like, why am I carrying all this other stuff? It's coffee and donuts. So he's like, I'm gonna open a restaurant that serves coffee and donuts. And he opens his first restaurant. Sean, what's it called?
It is called, I got it. I got Kettle.
Open Kettle in Massachusetts. I believe it's Quincy, Massachusetts, and the store does well. And at some point, it starts to take off. Some point, they change the name to Dunkin'. I believe he went to all of his executives and said, or his, you know, the guys that were running the company, and said, "Hey, anybody got any ideas?" And it was the architect mm-hmm. that said, "How about Dunkin' Donuts?"
Right, because they claim that they would go into certain coffee shops and people would take their donut and put it in
their coffee. Yeah,
my God.
Yeah, I think we get that.
Yeah, all right, just making sure if you're scoring it.
I wonder
if the architect
intended it to be Dunkin' with the apostrophe, or if he just was kind of a lazy speaker and didn't say dunking donuts.
Yeah, I mean he didn't get past eighth grade. I'm sure.
No,
he probably was like, that's how you spell
Sean.
It.
This is different not Bill. Guy. architect.
He was part of the team. Okay.
The architect.
None of these guys went past
you
eighth grade.
You got to get past eighth grade to be an architect.
Yeah, I know.
Follow me?
It's an interesting question, because back then, the things were more formal, certainly the names and stuff like that. Yeah, so it is interesting that they went.
Or maybe he was like, let's call it Dunkin' Donuts, and Bill, just maybe that's the way they speak in Boston. He's like, yeah, Dunkin'.
Like, that's true, yeah, man. Yeah.
I wonder if it was ever Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I also wonder, what if the three of us open a place called Dunkin' Donuts?
That is the best idea you've ever had in your life.
I mean, slightly they can't more get us. Formal. They're like, hey, well, that, you guys are ripping them off. We're not ripping them off. We're not ripping them off. It's not Dunkin' Donuts. We're Dunkin' Donuts.
Greg, that's the greatest thing you ever said. And maybe put an exclamation on just to fix them with their little apostrophe.
Yeah,
Dunkin'. Exclamation point.
I'm in.
Yeah, so, I mean, ground level, we'll start a meeting. I'll go door to door, get some, you know, we'll get some execs.
Yeah.
Get an architect.
And you'll be out.
Get an architect.
Yeah. So he does that, and it takes off and becomes what we know it is today. At one point, he was in business with his brother-in-law, a guy named Harry Winokur. That's his brother-in-law. And they were in it together, and then they had a falling out because Bill saw the future as franchising. And back then, franchising was like an evil thing. Tim, I think you did a little research on this, on franchising. Yeah, franchising was like, Bill was a big advocate.
Not only evil and frowned upon, but practically illegal in most states. And I don't totally understand why. It just, I guess, attempts that people had made to do that were very, very, had gone very, very poorly. So states pretty much outlawed it. And then this guy believed.
Bill Rosenberg
believed in it. Howard Johnson, the hotel chain, he had franchised, right? It's a totally different business. So
Howard
hotels.
Johnson, the hotel chain, not the guy that played for the Mets in the 80s.
The Mets third baseman, no. Yeah. He franchised, that's why the Mets had so many third basemen. That Hojo also got
Ray
a
Knight
franchise
was in
game.
On that.
Yeah, yeah. Gaetti, I believe, was a part of it.
Gary Carter, he had a piece.
All of
them. He was a catcher.
So Rosenberg looks at the Howard Johnson thing, sees how they franchise, and he goes, I'm going to do it. It was so frowned upon that in the Wall Street Journal, or the New York Times, you could not use the word franchise in an advertisement. They would not take your advertisement.
I saw that.
That's how
crazy.
Bad it was. Yeah, pretty serious. So Rosenberg goes, I have to grow this thing. You know, he's got his thing going on the East Coast, but he had this vision for taking over. So at the Start Your Own Business Convention, he invited 16 friends to lunch and founded the International Franchise Association to uphold standards. That was part of the problem. They're like, well, how can a restaurant possibly be good, hold up standards or whatever, if the owner is never there? That's, I guess, why they fought it. And he started that thing. The guys got on board. And
is it a thing today?
International Franchise Association? I bet that it is.
The IFC?
That sounds like something.
They got their own TV channel.
They have their own channel. That's what the IFC network pretty much does.
Yeah, great.
But yeah, they sat down, they got it going, and it sort of changed, obviously, the way we look at franchising. Now, I mean, I don't think that is a good thing. I don't think franchising is a good, it's a good thing for like, oh, people can own their own business, but you know, the same thing, the quality control goes way down, and that's the, everything is changed.
You
want
to shut up we right live now? Because how do you think we're going to make money on this podcast?
Franchising?
Yes.
We're going to franchise the podcast?
Yes. I thought we discussed this off air.
They get to do
Consumer Spain.
Oh, God.
Tucson. Right. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Tucson. It's just for Tucson.
Consumers. Burma. I think we got a Burma market.
Yeah. Logic and Y and Cleveland. yeah. This is going to be the thing.
I'm not against it.
So
wait,
so,
can I just say something? I just feel like we've gone too far.
Hey, you can say it.
The donuts are bad.
Oh, that's debatable.
Oh, come on.
They're not good.
All right. Well,
it makes sense to me, and I just learned this from you. It makes sense to me that he started selling ice chips because that's about how much flavor these donuts have.
No,
man,
they're bad, bad donuts. And they're bad. I'm sure he got that meeting at the Franchise Association. He's like, guys, we sit down. He goes, are we going to talk about making the donuts better? He's like, no, we're franchising.
So here's what's going on here, real quick. This is the top six.
Really?
Sellers, top six sellers.
Top six sellers.
Sean
in
is our
order.
Man on the street. Sean is our man on the street. He goes out and he talks to people. How did you find this out?
I went into the Dunkin' Donuts today.
Who'd you talk to?
I can't even pronounce his name, man.
But I mean,
I think it was like just a manager.
Okay.
He's just one of the managers. He wasn't like owner, but he was like day shift manager.
Architect.
Okay.
So so that's the top six donuts.
The
and I even got them ranked. So, I mean, can we see this video-wise, or is it tricky? I don't know if it's worth it. I'm trying to.
Fine, you do it.
There we go. Yeah. Yeah. That's the top six in the company. And by the way, I want to be clear, that's national. Okay. Right there. That's a glazed donut.
Okay.
Are you five? Boston cream. I'm not even going to answer that because that's so easy. Chocolate sprinkles, vanilla
sprinkles.
People
who are just listening, sprinkles. Yeah. Chocolate sprinkle.
Yep. Sourdough or sour cream. Vanilla that's sprinkles.
Yeah.
Sour cream. And a chocolate donut with chocolate.
Yeah,
that's the top. That's the top six. Yeah.
Okay, Tim, which one you want to try?
I'll just go glazed.
Oh, wait, what do you think the number one is in there? What do you guys think the number one is? This isn't national. This is national.
Glazed?
No, which is fascinating.
Boston,
glazed is
two. I thought you said it was in order.
I did not say it was in order.
Logic.
But logic says it would be in order. It's not. The Boston cream is the number one.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Because of Boston?
We'll go with it. That
makes sense.
Which one you want, buddy?
Glazed. Go ahead, man. Please.
Glazed? You want the whole thing? You want some glazed?
Just half, please.
No.
Again, I'm not.
I don't think their glazed donuts are good. I'll give Tim.
Randy? I'm okay.
Okay. It's not terrible. I'm not like, oh, this is, I can't believe but if you're going to have a donut, almost anywhere is better. Schnucks, the aforementioned Schnucks grocery store, their donuts blow Dunkin' Donuts out of the water.
Okay.
I'm impressed by this guy's story, especially because these donuts are bad. I wonder if they were good at the beginning, during the boom. And
I can tell you, I think I remember that, there's some reasons for this. As a kid, it was my favorite thing in the world. It was part of my life. Every mm-hmm. Sunday morning, my dad would take my brother, Matt, and I to Dunkin' Donuts, and we would get to sit in the pink stools. They had basically, it was like going to a bar. They had these stools, you know, that spun around. We'd spin around, we'd eat donuts, and I would get a chocolate honey dipped, which basically is this thing without icing on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it had some more like kind of glaze on it. Basically, it was a chocolate cake donut that had glaze on it, but it was great. And I think it tasted better than these. Now, I did some research, and there's this guy on TikTok that exposed the whole deal. There's three ways that Dunkin' Donuts make their donuts. Okay. You can have, they can make them in the Dunkin' Donuts, which when I was a kid, they did.
Each location falls into one of these categories that you're telling us.
So you would walk into the Dunkin' Donuts and you see the guy making the donuts in the window. Okay. And then you can do what they call, I can't remember. It's basically 20 franchises get together and say, hey, let's just build a bakery somewhere in town and we'll all get our donuts from that bakery. Or you can get them shipped frozen. And that is could be what these are. Supposedly, the frozen ones, you can kind of tell they're a little smaller.
And like denser because they've been frozen.
I don't know about that.
That's a fair point, man. Frozen, that's rough, man.
And there's no way to find out what your store does. I mean, I guess you could ask a worker and hope that they would tell you.
All right. I mean, I it's not a bad donut. I don't think it's a bad donut. I want to try this thing. Is it sour cream, you say?
Yeah, I'll take some of that, too.
That's a blueberry donut, dummy.
Yeah, I think that's just a blueberry old-fashioned. Thank you.
Oh, man.
A blueberry
donut. Okay, I tell you, he grabbed the wrong one.
It's not offensive to eat by any means, but just compared to other donuts.
How much it cost to build this studio?
$45.
Compared to other donuts, here's what I should say. There's never a reason to have a Dunkin' Donut.
I don't know, man. Sean,
you know, Tim,
unless you're picking one up because you're getting coffee, you're getting something else.
Right, everything.
You're getting gas.
We'll
I know the
that.
Coffee thing is. I know. Fine, we don't have to get there yet.
Hold on, Tim is right. These are an hour old and they're not great. They're not great.
They're not great.
I've had better donuts.
Okay, yeah, but Sean, talk about the coffee.
I mean, the first place, Hall of Fame. Starbucks can go pound sand. They have nothing on them. Best cup I've ever had anywhere, from mom and pop all the way up to McDonald's. Best cup of coffee.
And the place used to be called Dunkin' Donuts, okay, which now it's called Dunkin'.
Yeah.
It's because they want to focus less on the donuts and more on the coffee.
Clearly they are, too, because this is a bad batch. But
I don't think it's
the coffee I stand by. And I guess that was his whole thing, right? Remember this Bill guy? His thing was, I'm going to actually charge more but make a better cup of coffee. That was a big deal for him. Coffee tasted not great, I guess, but it was like very watered down, but 5 cents. And he's like, I'm going to, for like 10 ounces, he's like, I'm going to get 15 ounces, but charge 10 cents and then have a better cup, which I assume he did.
Yeah, his original prices were a dime for a cup of coffee and a nickel for a donut.
Has the coffee been a draw from the very beginning, or is that more something that's kind of evolved in the last 20 years?
Man, as far as I'm aware, at least in my lifetime, that's all. It. Yeah, I mean, they were everywhere back in the Northeast.
Yeah.
Still are. If you want to get to the numbers, basically, it's still the Northeast. What state has the most Dunkin' Donuts?
Massachusetts.
Actually, New York.
Oh. New York.
If you think about the population.
There's so many in the city, yeah.
So New York's number one, Massachusetts number two, Florida number three.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because all those people from the Northeast.
All the people in the Northeast go down to Florida, like my grandparents did. Everybody, if you go to, especially on the Atlantic side, on the Gulf side, it's Midwesterners, but on the Atlantic side, if you hang out in Fort Lauderdale, you'll think you're in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I was in a diner one time, and I think I heard the most New York person, and I have family from New York. That's where my dad's from. But this guy goes to the waitress, this poor waitress, like some lady working the end of her shift at breakfast. He goes, excuse me, miss. How long have you had chipped beef on the menu? How long? She's like, I don't know. I think probably the whole time we were on. No. I've been coming here for a long time on vacations. I would have known if you had the chipped beef. How long? She goes, sir, I really don't know. I'm pretty sure it's been. No. I want to know how long. I would have been a customer here forever if the chipped beef would have been here. Like, it's just, and I was just like there by myself, and I was like, this is the quintessential New Yorker.
Yeah, man.
What's chipped beef?
It's also known as SOS, blank on a shingle. It's what the military has. It's like I don't know. They had it when I was at West Point.
Okay.
I spent a year in the military academy. They had it that when you're out on the field, you eat a lot of it. And I never touched it, but it just looks like, I think it's like cream beef or something like that.
Well, by the way, on that theme, man, globally, they put some stuff in some different countries on the donuts that will shock you.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Toppings and stuff.
Yeah. China, this is real and very popular.
Yeah.
Dried pork floss is sprinkled
pork
on
floss?
Top.
Pork
That's
floss?
What it's called. Yeah. Pork floss. It's like a dried, I don't know, synthetic meat. I'm telling you, it's real. I Googled it. It's a real thing.
No, I've read about this. It's these pigs have bad teeth, and they.
Yeah, and then they put,
after the pigs. Yeah, they put. Their,
I mean, guys, disgusting. It's right in front of you. I mean, how far are we going to go here? So, not to mention, there's like another 10 different cuts. They just put wacky stuff that was very unconventional.
Yeah,
to have on a donut.
Back to Harry Winokur,
sure,
his brother-in-law. Harry, at some point over this franchise thing, he gets upset.
Yeah.
And
well, he's lazy.
Harry?
Whatever, man.
Harry, yeah, he was lazy. He's like, no, we're good. We don't need any more money.
Could be. Or he could have been believing, you know, what some people say is that they're evil. And so he said, we're going to lose quality. And he said, no. So he quits and he starts Mr. Donut. Mr. Donut got very big. Not as big as Dunkin' in the U.S., but in Japan, huge and still is huge.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Donut.
The families that run these competitions. It's the most interesting part about all these things. Is the spinoffs, these huge brands.
Very contentious.
Yeah. So he goes and starts Mr. Donut over in Japan, and Mr. Donut is still huge in Japan. And they are owned, I believe, by the company that owns Dunkin' Donuts. At one point, finally, Dunkin' Donuts bought him out. I think it was after Bill and Harry were gone. But Harry went over there, and he was very big in Japan.
There any Mr. Donuts around?
There is one Mr. Donut in the United States of America.
We could
it
drive
is
there.
In Illinois, yes, right over the river, Godfrey, Illinois.
I've been there.
We are. You have?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
We did a broadcast there. I had a good time. I got a T-shirt from there.
By the donuts. Sure.
I thought they were fine. I think.
Better I mean, are they doing
every donut is better than these? Come on. I'm just being honest.
Wait, yeah,
how did that one spin off? How did that one avoid being a part of the merger?
I didn't quite get into it. I mean, no, it wasn't a merger. They didn't like to, well, there was, I think. You're right. I think they
bought them.
They bought them. But that doesn't mean that always mean it's a merger. They can still keep the Mr. Donuts. But I think at one point they did tell them you got to convert to Dunkin'.
Got it.
I think. So anyways, you know, they're all out of the business now. It's owned by, that's one of the things I don't want to do on this podcast. I think it's going to get boring if we start tracing all the conglomerates who bought each brand. It just becomes then this like saying a bunch of names of big companies. We can do some of it.
Never do it again.
The other thing I don't ever want to do on this podcast, I've decided is, there's always going to be a little article about if you lined up all the donuts in the world that Dunkin' Donuts made, it's going to go around. Like, I don't want to do that. I don't ever want to do that. And I really don't want to talk about everything that we have is going to have a day. National Donut Day. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Can we agree on all that?
Yeah. I think we let.
Yeah. I mean, January 20th. But nonetheless, I see what you're saying. And that's the bottom line is this. And if you did line up every glazed donut in the room, 5.68 million. But that's it. But I don't want to talk. I don't want to make this like a segment.
Now you do. Obviously.
We let why and logic.
Yeah. You know, be the guide. I mean, you know, how many munchkins can.
Let's talk about these guys.
Oh, yeah. It's got just papers and papers of all the things you just
said.
Well,
there goes every.
Oh, my notes.
Yeah. These are the munchkins, basically, at one point, the greatest efficiency experiment in the history of anything happened. They would literally throw the dough away from the center of the donut. And somebody was like, we should be able to do something with these things. It seems like common sense. When that, how high? So their profits are here. And they're like, hey, man, that stuff that we throw away every day, we're going to make this into something. That had to be the biggest jump in their business ever. You're throwing away this stuff. Now you're making money on it.
Yeah, I think it was like, not to get in the weeds here, but it was like 20% revenue increase. Which is, really? I guess, in that day, massive. That's an insane.
It's huge.
Huge.
Yeah. That's still what they are, because it doesn't, again, logic. It doesn't look.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not.
Okay. Yeah. Honestly, these are worse than the actual donuts itself. I don't know what they're doing, but I really want to defend them, but man, this is a bad deck.
That's not bad. The cinnamon thing's good.
I'm out.
Try that.
So the donut holes are no longer actually the thing, but at the beginning they were.
They were. And
which one's good?
I thought the cinnamon thing was pretty good.
This one?
Yeah. At some point.
Yeah, I'm with Tim.
Not great.
Yeah, they're not.
No,
awesome.
They're not. I mean,
they're not bad. They're just not. I don't eat donuts that often. I will tell you, if I was going to get a donut, it would probably not be one of these.
No.
No, and you gotta kind of support local anyways. Man, what are we giving Dunkin' Donuts? We're already giving them the exposure on this massive show.
We're taking shots at them.
Donuts is a good example of, it's not just supporting, the local places are just going to be better.
Yeah, the donuts that I've had locally are better.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a national donut chain that does a better job than these guys. I don't know of another national
donut
chain.
That's a good one, man.
There's some regional ones.
Regional, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll do a Krispy Kreme sometime.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme, but that just seems like it's all about glazed donuts.
Right.
But and as I recall, the Krispy Kreme glaze may be a better donut.
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
The donut holes, they did that. Incidentally, the tire guys saw this at one point, and they were like, you know what? we're gonna do the same thing. It flopped.
Kickballs.
They took these tires. No.
Oh.
They actually cut out the center of them, fried them in oil.
Yeah.
And were terrible. Nobody
powdered
wanted
sugar
it.
On it.
Terrible.
It was worth a shot.
It was
worth a shot.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was no good.
My great great grandpa lost a small fortune doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he was in the tire business.
The tire hole game.
Oh,
yeah.
He put it all in tire hole.
Yep. Everything we had.
Well, if you took a look at what happened here, you'd have to.
Sure. You'd be crazy not to chase
sensible
that.
Investment.
Yep.
Marketing. They've done some pretty cool things in marketing. My favorite was as a kid. I don't know if you guys were old enough for this. There was this guy.
Yeah.
The time to make the donuts guy is Fred the Baker was
the
character.
Baker.
And Fred would, he would get up early and he just had sort of a sad sack guy that had been working the late shift. And he said, time to make the donuts. It was an actor by the name of Michael Vale. Outstanding. Michael Vale was in an episode of The Cosby Show. He was in an episode of Kojak. He was also in an episode of Captain Kangaroo.
Really?
An accomplished actor.
Iconic.
Oh, I'd love to watch the Kojak.
When he retired, though, Boston threw a parade for him.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
When
real.
He retired as Fred the Baker. When
incredible.
They threw a parade for him.
Yeah.
And the guy was huge, man. Then they gave away 6 million donuts that day.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think it was like a free donut at any Dunkin' Donuts in the country.
In the country when Fred retired?
Fred retired. And like this was, Let me make it clear. This was not just some parade. This was like they had legend show. Like Larry Bird was there, Mary Lou Retton, and Bob
Mary
Dole.
Mary Lou?
Yeah.
Bob Dole was there?
Bob Dole, what? Mary Lou, and Sugar Ray Leonard.
Amazing.
The four confirmed.
They were at the parade.
That guy was good. He was so, real good.
I lived across the street from Mary Lou Retton when I was in Houston.
And,
are you
kidding?
Yeah, it was like I was in like a apartment complex in a pretty nice area, but then like right across the street there were these nice houses and she lived in one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever see her?
I think I did.
Yeah. She'd do like a round off to the car in the morning?
Yeah, yeah. She'd do a flip. And then, while she was eating a bowl of Wheaties.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty
tough, man. That's cool. You ever do any tricks maybe to showcase for her? You ever?
Yeah, man.
A little car handstand or something? Just to be
nothing like that. Just a couple jumping jacks. Didn't impress her one bit.
He'd get out of his car and just stick the landing.
I think one of the coolest ad campaigns is American Runs on Dunkin'.
Yes. Yep. Agreed.
It was 2006. They introduced that before the advertising campaign was sounds good, tastes better.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not great.
Yeah. The America Runs on Dunkin' ad agency, I think, blew those guys out of the water.
I will say I like pretty much everything about Dunkin' except for the donut.
I do that, too.
The America Runs on Dunkin' is so good.
It's an amazing
coffee forward. It's so good.
Let's also talk about their logo. I think it may be the most iconic logo out there. I like it better than the Coca-Cola logo, which I love.
I agree.
I like it better than Mr. Pringles. I mean, it is just the colors are perfect. They're not like obvious choices, and it just looks so cool. It makes you want to have a donut.
It does, and drink a cup of coffee. It's kind of crazy, just logo wise, that they dropped the donuts thing. It's that wild orange. So the very first
they probably
logo
dropped them because they heard you guys saying horrible things about it.
No, this was long before.
Okay.
The very first logo is terrible. It's just maroon, and it just is like a kind of a cursive-y Dunkin' Donuts. That was from 1950 to 1960. This second one is actually pretty clever. So if you keep going, Randy. So from 1960 to 76. It's that same pink that is still in the logo today. It's called Powdered Candy, okay? And it's a mug and then a circle that is the donut. So it looks like a donut is being dipped into the mug, which is, again, is the whole Dunkin' idea. Dunkin' is the top part of the donut. Donuts is the latter part. It is pretty good. It lasted just 16 years. And then look out. From 1976 until 2002, it's the one that we all know and love, Dunkin' Donuts. That wild orange and that crazy pink that still exists today. It was that forever, all the way till 2002. Then they started playing with stuff. They put a little coffee cup. They were so desperate. They knew that their coffee was good and that their donuts were garbage.
This blueberry is really good.
It's not really good. It's fine.
Sean, you try it?
I did, man. It's like pizza. Yeah, it's hard to make really bad pizza, but it's fine.
Yeah,
Or
they just didn't show up for this batch. I don't know. You know, maybe they are on the frozen train.
Yeah, you might have got on their nerves.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were on the frozen train.
I think they're on the frozen train.
They threw a cup of coffee in it. Then they tuned up that cup just a little bit. If you look, it is kind of interesting. They added the orange to the coffee cup. And then if you scroll a little bit, Randy, it looks pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
And then,
they cleaned it up.
Boom. They get rid of the donuts, but they move the pink. So the Dunkin' was orange. Donuts was pink. They get rid of the donuts, but they take the pink from the donuts and they make that little apostrophe, that same pink color. If you keep going one more.
Yeah. See, right here on the box.
Yep. Yeah,
that's the one we got today.
Yeah, it's a great, it's an iconic logo. The color choice is really cool. Sean, you know, you grew up in Rochester, New York.
Rochester, New York,
and you love anytime we're on the road together. Sean and I travel together quite a bit. Anytime we see a Dunkin', you ask to pull over.
I do.
Because it reminds you of, I think, your childhood, and you just love the coffee.
I absolutely love it.
But what did it mean to you, like, kind of growing up?
Oh man! Well, see, it's interesting because we lived. I didn't actually hang at Dunkin' much as a kid. There was a donut shop called Donuts Delight, and that's still there in Rochester, New York. That's been there for like 70 years. That was two blocks away. I ended up getting my first job there. So that's
you were in the donut game.
Yeah, I was at my first paid job was a donut game.
Account executive.
I was not an account executive, man. I was close, man. I was close, but
so
I didn't make it to executive.
Donuts, man.
No, I was a cleaner, man.
I clean
the place.
Give me that chocolate that's the sprinkle thing. Over here.
So when I was a kid, if I'm being honest, I did not really eat a lot of Dunkin' Donuts. We would go to Donuts Delight. But the coffee, I would always, once I started drinking coffee, it was probably right around seventh grade. is when I started really pounding coffee. The coffee, and I would go to Dunkin'.
The coffee's awesome. real good. I didn't start drinking coffee until later in life. I'm not a coffee connoisseur. I spend a lot of time at Starbucks, but the Dunkin' stuff is good, and they go hard with it. A lot of their campaigns now they take shots at Starbucks. That's their whole thing.
Good,
and it's pretty interesting
because they call it like Charbucks or something like that, or that it's.
They basically try to frame Starbucks. I mean, and it's right. It's basically like, yeah, cool. If you're hanging out at a coffee shop and you want to use all the grande, venti, whatever stuff,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, I do.
We're the working man's coffee.
Yeah,
America runs on Dunkin'. It's all
the
one thing.
They're the blue collar.
It's pretty cool.
They didn't get me with that, man. I don't want to work.
Yeah. I read this thing. So when they first came out, they were like making fun of all the Fritalian, they called it. Is it French? Is it Italian? All the different ways you order Starbucks, making fun of it. And then they got into it and said, you can order in English. It was a big part of their whole thing. They went after it. Basically, all of the along with the America Runs on Dunkin', all of their things are branded that way. So the rewards program is called A New Way to Run. The app is called It's Go Time. The gift card pitches. You got the go. We got to keep going. Send a friend a boost on you. The recruiting slogan is,
man,
come run
get
with
a
us.
Gift card?
Yeah, yeah, man.
You got to go. Let's get, all right, man. This is a gift card. Gift card. Or to say Dunkin' on it.
Dude, this app stuff's out of control, man. They did try and hand me, if you download the app, you can get like a free donut. And I was like, no, I don't want the app. Just, this is taking too long. But, man, any business you go to, they want the app. And I wonder
think this
why
blueberry
that
donut. Sorry to interrupt, buddy. I think it's one of those things where if you hit it more and more, it becomes like, man, this is great.
No, but if I put another one next to it, you would see how much better it is.
Another donut shop donut?
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know. I think they do a nice job with the
blueberry. Yeah, I mean
it gets the job done.
Well, get this, and they got sued in 2017 because they were replacing butter with margarine, and blueberry donuts had blueberry bits.
Yeah, but
and I think
that,
it didn't have standard.
I read that, and I kind of
didn't have standard.
I read that as like, you know what? So what? Like, you're not, nobody's going to put real blue. Like, there's a lot of that stuff. You think like Post Toasties has like, it's like, I didn't think it was a big deal. Some guy sued for the butter margarine.
I'm
like,
not.
Just shut
I'm
up.
I'm not sour about it. Okay, I'm just saying, I'm just saying that. But it's like, I don't know, man.
I'm not going to say we can't talk about lawsuits because that's fine. But that one to me seemed like a sort of
frivolous lawsuit. I don't think it went anywhere. But I mean, I guess it's like, would the blueberry donut taste that much better if you had real blueberries? Are they being chiselers here? And it's like, you know, guys, because I'll be honest, the blueberry donut right now, it's not great. Mm-mm. It is just flat out not great. Maybe if they didn't have these blueberry bits, I'd go get another half dozen.
I get it. Maybe. Yeah, if it had real blueberries, then it probably cost. You know, it's $9 for
it. That's fine. People pay. If you like it, you'll buy it. You don't care about the money.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Tim, we got some fun facts.
Yeah, we do.
Before we get into it, how fun you think they are?
Yeah. Like, in terms of, like, man, this is fun, like gambling fun.
Almost a 7. 6.5.
Yeah, 6. Whereas 4. A 10 is like your gambling.
A 10 is Disney World.
You're gambling and you're winning.
And you're winning.
And you just had a great set that night. A 1 right. is like you're in the car with Sean on the way home from a gig.
7 hours in.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a 1 as far as like fun.
Yeah. Thing. Greg's.
You got a little blueberry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to be careful.
This
guys.
Means we're having a good time. Maybe these facts are more fun. I got to say, part of my bitterness, I think, towards Dunkin' is that my Steak and Shake growing up my entire life on Berry Road there was replaced with a Dunkin'.
Oh, yeah. It's a Dunkin'.
With a Dunkin' donut. And I kind of take that personal.
Okay. So this is coming from a deep
that
place.
That Steak and Shake was a disaster.
Man. Oh, it was incredible.
That they was knew, a disaster.
There was a decade in my life where I'd walk in and they already knew my order. It was just a fantastic.
I remember going there late night, though, and it's like, this should not be a business. This
oh, they let me grill burgers back there as a teenager. It was insane. It was completely insane.
It was a free for all war zone.
Yes, it was worse than food out of a taxi cab. It was
there's no semblance there.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude, it makes White Castle taste like Fleming's. I mean, that's how bad Steak and Shake is.
I think Steak and Shake's great.
Oh, man. The math checks. How many are open right now? When I moved here, about 15, there was about 30.
Reasons.
Now there's, I don't know, less than two.
That's different.
Steak and Shake is a great hamburger, man.
Steak and Shake ran their business poorly. They all of a sudden they were like, oh, we should have a 99-cent menu. And it's their steak burgers. All of a sudden they didn't think about how to make money. They just started advertising
doing crazy.
Sales.
And they also, they were caught in between being a restaurant where it's like you had a waitress.
Yeah.
So you're like, or a waiter, and you're like, okay, I expect something here. And you were getting terrible service. And you should because you were in a sit-down restaurant paying, and your bill was $3.75. Yes. It didn't work. Anyways, fun facts.
It was delicious.
Make it fun.
Dunkin' for a while had a donut.
Not fun.
Next.
They had a donut. This actually might be the most fun one. They had a donut with an edible handle.
Yeah, I remember that.
That is true.
Because what they saw was these guys are Dunkin' Donuts in their coffee, and they just couldn't hold on.
You know why they got rid of it.
What? Yes.
You know why they got rid of it, right?
Because it was handmade.
No. They got rid of it because kids were holding on to it, and some kid in Canton, Ohio, and bit his finger off holding the thing.
What?
This is not true.
That's not. I really wanted. I thought I had. Tim was almost on the hook, though.
No, I was not.
Oh, all right.
You would have said bit his finger.
Yeah.
Maybe when he bit it off. I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, man.
Because I wanted
to just go with stitches, man.
Bit it off.
Yeah. Like, oh, and then. So I thought that was going to be
a. No kid's got that kind of.
No, you guys, you got me on that one. Yeah. Not logical.
They discontinued it in 2003
because it was they didn't want to
have kids biting.
They didn't want to have them make handmade. It was everything went to sort of being like they're cutting them with a machine.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
It took too much work to make the handle.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the handle was sort of a silly. It's really like, I just can't.
How am I going to hold this thing?
I need a handle on this thing. I can't.
I can't
get a hold of it, man.
So dumb.
You guys got to make a handle.
They originally had it's like those infomercials where they're like, are you having trouble? It's like some completely normal task. Like, are you having trouble with your pillow? And the guy's like, He's like, no one was having trouble with that. Can you not hold your donut?
Yeah, they're always like the clumsiest people in those ads, too. It's like, you know, just dropping stuff. Yes. Just idiots.
They had a mascot, Dunkie the mascot.
Dunkie donut. Can you pull up Dunkie?
He's basically, he's made out of donuts and he's wearing a diaper made out of a coffee.
It's like they don't want you to see his private parts, so they have a coffee cup, basically. And he's made out of donuts serving donuts.
Yeah.
Legs are stick donuts, which those things were good.
Dunkie the mascot.
Yeah.
There he is.
Good. There's Dunkie.
Oh my God.
It's like a naked donut guy, but it doesn't even look like he's wearing the coffee cup. It looks like they superimpose the coffee cup, like, you don't want to see this. They're hiding his midsection.
Yes.
His private parts with a coffee cup. It doesn't look like he's wearing it. It's just like, we got to put that over that.
Can you blow that up?
Yeah, look at his face. They had to make a very serious choice about where the donut hole was going to go. They're like, well, we'll make it an eye, and then he'll always be
winking. Is an eye patch?
No, his eye is a donut hole, but it's so far over.
That is disturbing, man.
Isn't that weird?
It looks like it'll be in the new Annabelle movie or something. That is creepy.
Dunkie.
That was Dunkie. They have Cuppy now. It was basically like, they do. Cuppy, I think he's basically a cup of coffee.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. Yeah, there's a cup.
He's making it up. He's paying me back for the.
I'm not.
Thing
Cuppy can show up to your business or whatever. They have like guys that wear Cuppy costumes or whatever.
Speaking of the coffee, this is good, and this is why people say that maybe it's so good. The coffee there is brewed every 18 minutes.
Yeah, that's
quite well. The donuts aren't made every 18 minutes. Based on this,
no,
about every 18 days.
Yeah.
Jeepers creepers.
Bad deal.
I did hear that though. But the coffee, and it makes sense, man, because the coffee has never been bad.
You guys, what do you think of service at Dunkin'? All over the board for me.
Tulsa, I believe that one time was the worst service we've ever had at any restaurant.
God, that was a Dunkin'.
That was a Dunkin'.
Where do you ever have those customer service things where you're in a retail situation and you have to stay to the end because you're like, this is unbelievable. I just need to see how this plays out. How many people lose it? People are yelling. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was one of the worst I've ever seen. All in all, though, they're pretty good.
Well, what was the axe to grind? What was the problem?
Just
like everything ordered, from the
took ordered. Forever and not an ounce of anyone caring at all
or knowing. It was like angry. The steak and shake late at night. Like this person, there's nobody here that's in charge that's really capable of anything. They're understaffed, and it was like you put your order in, and I don't know, we're like 45 minutes later, and we're just like, we're going to stick it out to see if it goes 6 hours.
Which, I mean, that's almost like, well, welcome to 2024 fast food.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're talking to people that eat on the road every week.
No,
that was notable. I remembered that.
It was remarkable.
Agree. I'm saying like that's also, it's not like they're not the only ones like that just out to lunch.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's all that's good. I don't go to the aforementioned Berry Road one because of my Steak and Shake feelings, but I'll go to the one in Kirkwood, and that one is great. I once gave them a $5 tip, and this place lit up like you said, the secret word on the Pee Wee Herman show.
Oh,
They told everybody working back there, they were all coming over to point to me and stuff. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And then I've since gone back and been like, here you go. And they're like, thank you. And just go to the next person.
Oh, okay.
But they're great at that one.
Yeah. The tipping is, especially if you're a regular, that can get you far. Giving a tip. I tip my guy today. I give him a $2 bill. I give him twos.
Yeah.
And I think he thought it was like 100 or something because he was really excited. And then he kind of zoomed in. He's like,
Sean
man.
Does carry a certain amount of $2 bills with him.
In fact, I think I just used my last one, man. I got to get to the bank.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going
to
give her?
So what do you do when you go to the bank? You go, hey, can I just get a bunch of twos?
Yeah, go give me as many twos as you have up to $1,000. Yeah, I'm out. I'm out of twos. So
you really say that?
Not $1,000. No, okay. I'll get like 100 though.
When's the last time Sean had
it? Take it easy, man. I go on the road with Greg. What kind of money do you think I'm making with him, man?
Oh, that is not cool.
Wow.
That is,
hey, he walked into that, man. He walked right into
that. So did you.
Yeah.
Sean used to go on the road with me. Yeah. Tim, you got some dates open?
Yeah, I do. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Pay me whatever denomination you want. And then final fun fact.
I can't believe you said that, man.
What's that?
I take carry on the
road. I'm kidding. Come on, man.
You're a jerk.
You're making fun of me. Oh, Sean doesn't have $1,000. You know, so I was like, yeah, I'm going to hit you with, well, that's why I don't have $1,000. You're my primary source of income.
Clearly, he can't afford to order more shirts. He doesn't have any, so.
No, he's got shirts. He just.
Yeah, I forgot him. Yeah, why
and the logic.
Final fun fact, they have a secret menu. You can get a Snickers bar and your iced coffee, Captain Crunch, Coolada, Nutella, a frozen chocolate breakfast burrito, all kinds of wild stuff. If you're in the know, that's there.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't tell you about the Black Card.
There's
Dunkin' Donuts Black Card for elite customers. Yeah, lots of celebrities have them. Your name's on them. It does nothing. It is simply a refillable gift card.
Which I'm getting one. I'm gonna try.
You should.
I'm gonna go ground level and try. I'm gonna hit that. They got the.
You think you're gonna get a Dunkin' Donuts Black Card after you go on the air and talk about how bad their donuts are? You're not getting a Black Card.
No,
you're
if anything, they're gonna appreciate my honesty
over there.
I'm not.
You're not gonna appreciate
the
honesty.
Look, I'm singing their praises on the coffee.
Yeah,
so
it's Brady, Affleck, and the guy that's saying how bad our donuts are. On a podcast.
If anybody
gets one, it's me because I'm saying the blueberry is very good.
Yeah, man.
I rated it an 8.5 or a 9.
You know, you're not going to puke, but it's definitely, it could be better. It could be better.
You got a few days to try to get a black card.
You're not getting a black
card. I'd like you to have one.
Why can't I get one, man?
You're bashing it.
Yeah, no, I know what he said, man. He's wrong 90% of the time. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Guy's always wrong.
Who's more wrong than Sean or I? Tim, you're friends with us. Who's when they state fact?
Is this the thing we're going to do on the podcast?
No,
this
I just want to know.
Third party has to weigh in. Sean is wrong more often. Sean is mistaken more often.
Yeah. Okay. It's because he's louder.
I love you, buddy.
I'm not louder, man. What are you talking about? I'm just saying that
you're not louder than Greg.
I actually am louder than Greg. Okay. That's fair, but Greg's been wrong a lot too. He just won't admit it. So bottom line is next episode I might flash the black card.
I think you should.
I'm gonna flash the black card and my new set of twos.
I'll give you
up to 1,000.
Throw that.
I'll give you $300 if you get a black card that has your name on it.
Really? What's the timeline?
Week.
No. Well, hey, take it easy, man.
You give me a month.
Give me gravy alone and just
take it. Take it.
Give
you a month. Take it.
A month. 1 month. All right.
Booked. 1 month.
How much are you gonna give him?
Got it.
$300.
It's great. All right.
All right, man. Let's see what I got, man.
You
got
to do it.
You understand, man? I'm really good when I get on the phone with these people, man. Like I will. You be careful.
You
just be careful.
Yourself, for a week and a half, nothing else is going to matter in his life.
Yeah, you think I'm crazy. I mean, this is going to start as soon as the show's over today.
Yeah. And when this episode comes out, you're not going to get a black card.
They'll deactivate.
You said some dumb stuff about Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, man. Fair enough. Well, at that point, it'd be too late. They already
you're
gave
not getting
it.
One.
So. No, I'm not trying.
He's not trying.
I'm not trying either, but I
love it, man. And then I'll just walk around. I'll like show people, be like, yeah, man, it's unlimited Dunkin' for life.
It looks awesome. I mean, they knew what they were doing. They designed it so that it impresses people.
What's the other place that does that, but it is like free? Is it Chipotle?
Oh.
You don't talk about it. I swear, isn't there like a restaurant?
Olive Garden does something where you have unlimited for life. And then I can't think of the other one.
I think McDonald's did something for a while.
McDonald's did. Yep, he's right.
When they had the Olympic stuff, and you like if you were an Olympic athlete, remember when it was a big deal, a big game with the Olympics. So like, you know, you'd have these little cards that you would get, and if you got gold medal in this, we got a gold medal in the swimming or whatever, you'd get a free quarter pound or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you were the guy that got the gold medal in swimming, you got like McDonald's forever.
That's really cool.
Basically.
McDonald's. Okay, there was something else I was thinking of, but yeah, McDonald's.
Yeah, it just doesn't make for really good talk on a podcast.
No,
I just can't remember.
He's not
stuff.
Wrong on that. All right, all right, man. I'll figure
like
it out.
Three old guys. What was the name of the? What was the name of the?
I think
place,
it's is it Chipotle?
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Oh, so, no, you're right. When you pronounce it differently, it actually is Chipotle. Chipotle. Tim said no, it's not Chipotle, but you said is it Chipotle? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. Chipotle.
I do. I do struggle. I don't. I don't say things properly.
You're doing great.
It's just I'm eighth grade education, like our old man Bill here.
Yeah.
Man, he was a draft dodger anyway. So.
Was he?
Yeah.
No kidding.
I mean, what? What is? Are you all sour about that? I mean, he needed an essential job, so that's why he was such a hustler. He didn't want to go to the war.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Read the internet, man.
Oh, this is
it's like
be
on
good.
Every article. I'm like, I guess just like Greg got sensitive about that. I didn't want to bring it up.
No,
and I'm
just
like,
it's a weird time to bring it up. You just throw it at the end. You can't take a shot at a guy unless you stand behind it and explain it.
Well, I could never find the time. Yeah, he just didn't want to go to war, so he wanted to find an essential job. And then he like worked on some like, I don't know, shipping thing or something for a little while, and it was considered an essential job. And there you go.
So really?
Have to go. Yeah.
Got it.
That's all. He's fine. He made what I like. He's got my coffee. I've given him over $10,000 in my life. Everything's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I get what you're saying. And I just think the timing was a little off. I mean, we took this nice podcast. And in the end, we turned it into a hatchet job on Bill Rosenberg.
You think the timing's a tell to the veterans. I mean, they didn't have a support.
By the way, I was coming over here and I saw, I was at the Schnucks grocery store. And they have a parking space that says for veterans.
For veterans.
Yeah.
At Schnucks.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I've been going to Schnucks for a very long time.
Yeah.
I don't know at what point you're considered a Schnucks veteran, but I...
I've been going.
It's a terrible joke, isn't it?
It's a great joke, actually.
Is it a bad joke?
No, I love it. Actually do love it, man.
I thought about it. I'm like,
I
literally
love it,
happened
man.
All the way over here. I was like, should I launch that thing on
this
podcast?
I'm glad you did, man.
But you did say veteran. I was like, that's a sign that I should try my veteran job.
And I wouldn't have said veteran if I didn't bring up the draft dodge thing. So that's, all this stuff works
out. It all
worked out. It all worked out, guys.
That was Dunkin' Donuts. But we are called The Consumers. That's the name of our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the end of every podcast, we like to talk about what we're consuming, what we're going to consume. Sean, any big purchases planned?
So I bought a plan. I looks like I'm going to be getting some luggage from now. Hear me out. From this company called Tumi, T-U-M-I. Oh, it's nice, yeah, I think.
I got a Tumi backpack.
The Oh, you do? Okay.
I have a Tumi dop kit.
They have a bottle of cologne at Nordstrom called the Waken, made by Tumi. And if you buy that, the big bottle, you get like some, I don't know, 30, 40% off retail price of certain bags. So I'm like, well, those bags are pretty nice. That cologne smells magnificent.
I thought you were just only one kind of cologne.
You were exclusively Creed.
Yeah, Creed Aventus is my go-to 300 days a year. I am going to be taking a little bit of
it.
That's the parfum. It's parfum. Whatever. It's more concentrated. It's a stronger scent. It's just more essential oils is all it means. So that's all it means.
Give me an idea of an outing that you would use the Tumi one versus the your
the
standard
Tumi
Creed.
Is very like beachfront.
Oh, so
outdoor.
If you're on the beach.
So you're on the beach.
You're on the beach. Yeah. Going you're in the ocean, you wear the Tumi before you go in the water.
For the people that are listening to podcasts and don't know a lot about geography, Missouri is landlocked.
And if you don't know a lot about Sean, when's the last time you were on a beach?
Let's see. We were, I don't know, a couple of years ago with Heather, my girl.
But you never know, and you got to smell
right.
You got to get that beach perfume.
Listen, I mean, you guys want to, look, you started this. I'm just telling you right now, you want to know what this, I'm buying the lug, I'm getting the Awaken, it's called Awaken, I'm buying this. It's about $88. Reasonable. Not
Do you
not
have
that
a fragrance for like mountaintops for whenever you're up there?
I have different yeah, I would wear the 2017 Creed.
Okay.
Because it's more of a spicy woods. Yeah. If you guys want to answer a question, I'm gonna get the call. You get 40% off and get the luggage. Okay. So that's what I'm buying.
Can we get some perfumes that are more reflective of what you actually do in life? Like, what perfume would you use if you're on YouTube for 6 hours? Like, what would that be?
I can't wear it anymore. You guys don't let me, man. You cry about it. Sean stinks, man. I can't stand the smell. We were on the road 2 weeks ago, and I took a shower, and he's accused me of wearing cologne. He's like, dude, you got to take it. I go, dude, it's the body wash. A body wash. Hannah got no cologne.
A scented body wash?
Yes, the Creed Aventus body wash. And I can't. It's a $150 bottle of soap. And he's like, oh, man, you got to take it easy with that stuff.
I don't think he got the
joke. Yeah.
I was trying to do a bit.
Darn, I missed it.
I don't think you heard any of it. The joke was you don't really do a lot of mountain climbing and beach combing, so we could have a cologne for all the things that you actually do.
Oh, gotcha.
Which would be...
not great. I mean,
hang out on YouTube. What's another Sean thing?
Is there a scent for a waiting room at a doctor's office?
Yeah.
I am at the doctor's office. Yeah.
Is there a scent for?
Oh my God, this guy last
wondering,
week.
Wondering what life-threatening disease you have? Yeah. Predicting what you have inaccurately.
Dude, the guy in front of me, at the doctor, he doused the whole office with what he was wearing. Man, it was bad.
Yeah, you do that every time.
No, I don't.
I want to say
I'm a professional.
Talking about the doctor, Sean at one point during the height of COVID, pretty popular thing. It was very well covered in the media. Sean had he had COVID. He got COVID. Didn't do a COVID test. That was his last option to test for.
Yeah.
He was certain. He was certain. He called me up and he was certain that he had lupus.
It was some bad. There was some misunderstandings.
The person at the doctor told me I have lupus. Yeah. This was no joke. He was like, buddy, I'm pretty sure I got lupus. I go, you know, there's a thing going around. You want to test for that?
No, maybe? He ran it through the why and the logic and a COVID test.
And logically, I didn't think it was COVID. I had COVID like 2 months before. So that's why I kind of just ruled that out.
You jumped straight to lupus.
But I just went, yeah, there was some blood work that was a little shady.
Tim, any purchases you got lined up?
I'm going to buy. I've got narrowed down and pull the trigger on some PF flyers. You guys familiar with PF flyers?
It's like a tennis shoe for children.
It
in
was
the 1950s.
Wildly popular because of the Sandlot.
Old iconic. Because the Sandlot was set back. It was this kind of old iconic shoe, and then they came back
during that time.
I'm a big fan. I used to get them. We Ludo back in the day played at Lollapalooza and backstage
Ludo
at Lollapalooza
Tim's band. That still plays a couple times a year.
But back in our height, we played at Lollapalooza, and there was an artist lounge in the back, and all these brands had stuff they would just give you, right? It was pretty awesome. One of the things they had was PF flyers. We got free PF flyers, and I took, like, the rep, because they were giving artists stuff, and I took that card, and I nurtured that PF flyer relationship more so than maybe my marriage. I worked really hard on it. They would send me shoes. I wore them on The Tonight Show, like, made a real big deal out of it. And then PF flyers got sold. My person was gone. I'm trying to get back in the PF Flyers game, and it starts with me purchasing these shoes, and then I'm trying to get it. I'm going to get you guys some PF Flyers.
Is it
too.
A comfortable shoe?
Yeah, it is. But the previous
like
ones.
Flying, man.
The previous
ones. Yeah, that's it is in their name.
The old ones were, if they're following the same, I don't know, pattern, recipe, whatever you want to say, then yes, it's a very comfortable shoe.
Because, man, those Chuck Taylors I had, the Converse or whatever, boy, that was an uncomfortable shoe.
There's different kinds.
Man,
yes,
that was rough.
The standard ones are not, they're not great for your feet. Ooh. You hit our age and you got to kind of cut that stuff out. But yeah, the PF Flyers, I'm looking forward to.
All right,
so
you think you'll have a pair on within the next four episodes?
Yes, I can. I'll commit.
So you bring the shoes.
I'll commit
to get the black card and you bring $300.
Mm-hmm.
Bullseye. Right.
And you bring the beachside perfume as well.
I mean, I don't want him puking and throwing up and, you know, stop, man. It smells.
I've been out of my house for 6 months doing some remodeling due to an event, and we're almost done. I think I will be it'll be done this week, and I got to do some refurnishing. Got to get some stuff. And Tim's mother is my decorator, so we went out and we bought some furniture, and now we have to buy some more. We have to buy. I got to buy a TV.
I can help you.
I got to buy a wardrobe. Yeah, you'll help me with a TV. Sean is good at helping with certain purchases.
And we'll
cars,
chop them up.
TVs.
We'll save a couple $100 too.
There you go. I don't want to do that. And then, she's going to help me with the bedroom furniture. But Tim's mom, if you have a budget, you're just going to go over it.
Yeah.
You experience this? Like she just says, well, you got to get that. I'm like, well, I wouldn't plan on spending that. You got to get that. You can do it.
Now,
like,
have you had to override her in anything? Where she's like, you got to get this. And you're like, I just can't do it. I'm sticking with my guns and I'm getting this washing machine or this refrigerator or whatever that need replaced.
I fought it a couple of times. I think I talked her out of a lamp the other day. I have a feeling we're going to get the lamp anyways. But it's the thing is, like, I hate to break it to her that I don't make as much money as she thinks do. Because I think she thinks somehow, you know, her son is in business with me, and that if I tell her, like, hey, I really can't afford that, like, she's gonna be like, well, Tim's life is shot, like, you know, like, she's gonna feel like my son is in all these projects with Greg, and Greg is, I didn't know he was poor.
I can't get a lamp.
You're not poor, but some of the stuff.
And the thing is, too, Greg, you're not cheap either, so it must be high end stuff.
It is. It is.
Greg is not cheap.
She will stretch you every time,
and it's all a luxury.
Yes.
All the decorating. You know what I mean? None of it. They aren't essentials. And therefore, how do you find a budget for something like that?
You don't. She knows that. She's good, though, man. She does, like, get good
stuff.
She knows what she's doing.
Man, you know what she's got? I'm embarrassed to even share this. You know what she's got us doing? She had me, we got a van, and we drove this couch of ours that we've had for a while to get reupholstered for the new house, because the new house has some new curtains and stuff, right? And it's like, I had no idea the price. It was like $1,400 to get this thing reupholstered. And we're, I'm helping the guy lift the thing up, and I look, and the cushion is off, and there was a price tag on this actual couch, $750. The couch itself only cost $750, and we're paying pretty much twice that just to have it reupholstered. It's not very efficient.
No, it's not, man. I'd stay away from it.
You're looking at me like a crazy person.
Yeah, what's wrong, Greg?
Nah, man, I'm sorry.
What, you all right,
it's
man?
Too much.
Yeah.
I guess.
Too much money.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know,
we could go buy two of the things
for the price
that we're changing.
I agree,
to
man.
Change
That's
the
I
color
be a bad deal
it doesn't make any sense. It's not smart. You just go buy the color that
and
you
I
want.
Don't know if Greg was mad about the price point.
No,
or
I get
what.
It now
just,
I think,
you know, I don't
sorry,
know why
man.
he just got sensitive, and maybe he's smelling my cologne. I don't know.
I didn't get sensitive. Story was going on.
Yeah, there's.
Oh, there it is.
Standard.
There goes standard Greg.
I know.
It just was going on.
Yeah, going on.
I'm wrong about
myself,
everything.
I wasn't
going to
call you out on that, but it was like.
Well, you did the right thing because it was high quality. Sean got it. The people listening got it.
Yeah, you're right, man. But you
it was
made
twice the price.
You made me call it out. I didn't say anything, but it was going on for a while.
We're not going to do days of the year. We're not going to line up the donuts and no stories about upholstering.
Never again, Tim. That's the lesson learned. But I loved it, buddy.
Understand.
In fact, I hope you open it up.
I'm
Sean.
Not saying no upholstery stories.
I got a few more upholstery stories. We'll do them off air.
Beautiful,
so Greg doesn't have to do.
Yeah, I'll talk. We'll
just tell them right after the show, and then we're recording tomorrow. By the time you finish both of them, we will be recording the next episode.
35 seconds.
Yeah.
You're not going to hear a better upholstery story for 35 seconds.
This has been The Consumers. I promise we will get better. You have been consumed.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.